Duck tomorrow, Fox Sports 505. Coverage kicking off at 3 o'clock tomorrow for the A-League Grand Final. Bosra will be there, Adam Peacock, Robbie Slater, Johnny Cosmina, Tara Rushton, but the number one man there.
I'm actually excited about the Grand Final. Can you believe it?
Well, I can, because you become to love the round ball game now.
I really have. And I think most Melburnians and most Australians have fallen in love with soccer.
Get with the time, Duck. It happened about 10 years ago, and it's because of this man, John Aloisi. Hello, John.
How you going, boys?
Great to have you on. Now, can we get it away right off the top? I mentioned it. Not many blokes can pull off the double Adidas tracksuit, where you've got the top and the bottom, and it's sort of the 1980s sort of parachute job, isn't it?
It's like the 80s.
That's sort of what my dad used to wear around home with the moccasins. He didn't pull it off like you, great man. How are you?
Yeah, good. Melbourne Victory tracksuit.
And it looks beautiful.
I'm going to coach the young boys today, a development coach at Melbourne Victory, so this is why I got the tracksuit on and supporting Melbourne Victory. But tomorrow won't be. Tomorrow I'll be neutral.
Well, we'll get to the youth team, because you've got them 9-1 after 10 games. They're flying. But tell us about this A-League Grand Final. We're speaking to Kevin Muscat later on in the show. In many ways, it's the Grand Final everyone wanted. The two biggest clubs in the competition going head-to-head.
Yeah, definitely. It's a Grand Final rematch of 4 years ago. And I think it's the closest Grand Final we've had in our 10-year history. Yeah, I can't pick between the two sides. Victory have been so consistent through the whole year, very balanced side. And Graham Arnold's side, Sydney FC, coming home strong, the second half of the season being brilliant. They haven't lost away from home. So usually when there's a Grand Final, you've got the home side, you usually say that they're the stronger and they're the favourites to go and win it. But Sydney FC this year, they're incredible away from home.
What about the political side of things? The game could have been played at Etihad. There's a blockbuster there on Saturday. Not
three man. No, Bulldogs.
That's what I mean. It's not exactly a blockbuster. There'll probably only be 20,000 there.
Tops.
The game could have been played there. What do you think about that? Do you buy into any of that?
Oh, look, it was disappointing when I first found out about it. But this week, I've sort of tried to focus on and making sure that the people focus on the game itself and not so much the stadium. Look, it is what it is. We're playing at Amy Park now. There's going to be a full house at Amy. There's going to be a live site outside that they're expecting between 5 and 10,000 people in front of Bozza on the big stage outside.
Oh, imagine that, Ducko. Oh, the big
Bozza will love it.
Oh, no doubt he will. You
might get a bit carried away, Bozza.
It's happened in the past, Duck.
Yeah, so look, I think that the atmosphere, everyone loves Amy Park. It's a great rectangular stadium for our game. It is incredible. The atmosphere will be second to none, and two teams going at it, full on. And look, I'm just excited about it, because it's a game we've been waiting for all year.
Will it be a really physical game, this one? Like real physical?
I think it would start off being physical, but I think that, both teams will settle on the ball, and they got great attacking players, both sides up front. We talk about your Berishas and Carfalas, Barbarousas, Finkler. They're the front four, with Archie still to come on. And then the opposition have got Brosk, Ibini, who's been outstanding all season, Yanko, leading goal scorer. So I think that we're going to see an attacking game, and we're going to see goals, because both teams can score goals.
That's what you want to see.
What about your goal by your man Alex Brosk last week in the semi, when he went the little behind the back heel? That's that was goal of the season, but that was from your sort of
this
top
man,
draw.
I was going to say this
it
man.
Was, yeah, it was. He doesn't look impressed by it. He's like, oh, it's just something I do in training all the time. That's a corker.
Yeah, probably ain't in training. I think not in games. But look, Alex Brosk is he's come on the second half of the season. He spent 2 years in the Middle East, and in the Middle East they don't train as much because of the weather. The probably the level isn't as high as it is here. And so it's taken him 6 months, and all credit to Andrew Clark, their conditioning coach, along with Graham Arnold, to get him back to a level that we all expected from him. And he can do that. He's got great skill, Alex, and he's been, leading the team as their captain on the pitch. He's not really a talker, but he leads by example by scoring goals like that.
Are you loving where soccer's at the moment in this country? And, let's be honest, when you first started, you'd pick up the paper. You wouldn't see it in the papers. You pick up the paper today, it's all about the Grand Final. It's come a long way, hasn't it?
It has come a long way. We're complaining about that we've only got a 30,000-seater stadium and we're not playing in front of 50, 60,000. So it has come a long way. We still feel that we can keep on improving. Clubs are now, in a couple of years' time, going to start to have their own academies, which is going to help produce better players. We're Asian Cup winners. Now, can we start producing players to go into a World Cup and start saying that we can go on and try and win a World Cup? And, you know, that all helps when you've got things in place and the A-League keeps on growing stronger and stronger. Look, not every side is like Melbourne Victory and Sydney FC. And yeah. I'm talking about a club that's well-run like that. So we have to get all the other A-League sides up for that.
John Aloisi is going to stick around to talk more about the A-League Grand Final, about playing football in Europe, about going to the World Cup, and about pulling off tracksuits in a very fashionable sense.
Here's Aloisi for a place in the World Cup.
For us.
He scores! Australia have got it! John Aloisi, the Confederation Cup hero, has stood up in the biggest game of all.
Triple M's Dead Set Legends for Harvey Nauman, Mark Howard, Wayne Carey, and John Aloisi. He got his rig out on that amazing night. You've talked about it a zillion times, John. It makes me smile still hearing about it. How many times a week do blokes come up and say, I was there, I watched it, it changed my life, I loved your rig, etc.?
Before we get to that, I heard that you took off your top in a celebrity game.
Well,
after
I did.
Scoring a hat trick.
Well, yeah.
You ran around.
Yeah. Who told you that?
Howie told me in the commercial break.
Well, I did. I could run you through all three goals, but I don't want to bore you because you only scored one in that World Cup qualifier and I scored a hat trick. But no, it. No, let's talk about you rather than me. How often during in a typical week? Because it's a defining moment, not in the history of football in this country, in the history of sport in this country, John.
It's amazing because, you know, it's 10 years on virtually and still people will stop me on the street and ask me about that moment and also tell me where they were. And there was only 80,000 people at the stadium, 83,000, but I'm sure 150,000 told me they were at that stadium that night. But even like they would say they were in the bar or overseas backpacking and they were still found a place to watch that game. And I was just lucky enough to be part of that moment because it took us 32 years to get back to a World Cup and it was a long time waiting and, you know, it was a great night.
I had the pleasure of being there, not for work. It's one of the few sporting events I've been to in the last 15 years that I haven't been working at. And the thing that sticks out, apart from the great man getting his rig out and saying how good is John Aloisi, was 50 minutes after the game, they had to start making announcements around Homebush saying the last train is leaving in 20 minutes, you need to leave the stadium because no one wanted to leave because the atmosphere was just one of those great, it was like an America's Cup style moment in a lot of ways in the history of Australian sport.
Yeah, it was, something that it's hard to explain because even when I was walking up to take the penalty, you could just, you know, feel the tension. You hear murmurs about, you know, if he scores, are we going to the World Cup? And then once the net moved, then the roar, and that roar just kept on going for minutes and on end, and you know, people just jumping on each other and celebrating, and then we stayed out there for quite a while, and no one left. It was an incredible night.
Hey mate, in terms of your youth development right now, what would put the biggest smile on your face? Would it be a couple of those kids make it to Melbourne Victory, or a couple of those kids go overseas and be stars overseas? What's the ultimate goal?
Yeah, that's a great question because at the moment, you know, you say they're Melbourne Victory players, you want them to play for Melbourne Victory. But in reality, that, you know, not every season you're going to have opportunities to fit them in the Melbourne Victory side because only one or two spots. So our job is to develop these players and hope they get to a level that they can play A-League, play Socceroos and play eventually overseas. And we want them to play in the top leagues around the world because that's then Australia will have a chance of going to a World Cup and doing really well. So it would make me very proud to see one of the boys go and play, you know, for Barcelona or someone like that because that's what we want to see Australians do, play for the biggest clubs in the world.
First Australian to go overseas and play and score in Serie A the Premiership as well as in the Spanish League, which is an amazing achievement. As a 16-year-old, you go overseas for the first time to become a professional footballer. How daunting when you're heading over to Europe and you're a young bloke still in shorts.
Yeah, it was pretty daunting. I was a mummy's boy before I left home and then all of a sudden, having got my family around, there was no internet back then, so you couldn't Skype or do anything like that. You had no mobiles at the time.
I'm sure you had plenty of people lining up to do your washing, John. I don't think you would have had too much trouble.
Well, I did have someone cooking for me at the time, but it was tough. It was difficult, but at that time, all I wanted to do was play the game, and here in Australia, it was only semi-professional and you know, it wasn't like now that you had the opportunities. You didn't really have a pathway. So the opportunity to go overseas, and I made sure that, that no matter what I went through, and there was a lot of downs, that I was going to stick it out and give it my all because I wanted to play at the highest level possible.
What about the egos over there? How hard is that to go over there, once again, as a 16-year-old, but then you're playing with some, you know, some of the biggest names in world soccer? Did they talk to you?
At first, no. And, you know, you have to actually perform on the pitch before they start, you know, including you into their group. And egos, you know, we not only overseas you have egos, everywhere I think you
maybe
you have
beside
a few.
You, even at the moment, John.
I was telling him to kick three goals before.
Yeah. Well, I was, my first Socceroos camp was, I was rooming with Mark Bosnich. So.
I reckon he would have included you.
Now, John, before we let you go, Kevin rings on the phone in the middle of the off-season. He says, we've got a remarkable deal. We found $190 million. We can get Ronaldo or Messi to the Melbourne Victory. Who are you picking?
Messi.
Messi.
Definitely Messi. He's
is he the best of all time?
Best of all time.
Best of all time.
Better than Pelé.
Oh, look, I wasn't around when Pelé was around. And, you know, you can only go off of what people said about Pelé and the goals he scored. I can only compare him to Maradona. And I would say that very similar type of players, that they can do the unexpected. Ronaldo's a complete footballer. He's got the whole package. Whereas you look at Messi, he's 5'4", nothing of him. And then what he does, he's like, you know, when you play the PlayStation.
He dances.
He just goes around players like they're not even there. And in tight areas, he's such an incredible player. And to score as many goals and set up as many goals as he does, is I've never seen a player like him.
The A-League Grand Final coverage kicks off on 5:05 on Fox tomorrow. They do a magnificent job from 3:00 tomorrow. John Aloisi, you won't be in your tracksuit tomorrow. You'll be in a nice little knit and a jacket and looking $1 million.
I'll be in my Fox Sports suit.
Actually, they, at the Melbourne Victory lunch the other day, they sold a Messi and a Ronaldo jumper side by side signed. It went for about $17,000.
Really?
I think it was. Oh no, $7,000. Sorry, not.
There you go, John. We appreciate your time. Have a great time and best of luck to you and your youth boys this afternoon. You playing Box Hill?
Box Hill.
What time?
At 12:45, and then we've got another game at 3:15.
If you want to see the best-looking man in Melbourne in a double Adidas tracksuit, get along. John Aloisi joining.